I don't care. I just think that he's like verbally inviting the stuff. So I don't think that like we really, I don't think he has a case for sexual harassment. Jim's been at, you know, been employed. He knows what he's getting into with our channel.
No,
and I don't think he can legally sue us because he signed the contract.
No, he signed the contract and there's that clause in the contract that says that like we are allowed to harass him sexually.
Yeah. Plus should have read the contract.
He does invite it. Like I would say that he initiates most of it.
Also, sexual, like that type of stuff is most of it's right hearsay, right? It's Jim says these things. So,
have you also ever heard the song "Blurred Lines" by Robin Thicke?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's like it's kind of like the Jim situation.
Ever heard the song "Never Trust Jim"?
Oh yeah, I've heard that song, brother, many times.
We'll see if that's an actual song.
I guarantee there's a song called "Never Trust Jim."
Never trust Jim.
Never trust Jim. So, Jim, you know, hey, hold on.
No, there's no Never Trust Jim song.
We should probably get started, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys, welcome to Super Mega Cast After Hours, the Patreon exclusive podcast show just for you.
That's right.
So, thank you, guys. Yeah. We've seen there's been a recent uptick in Patreon subscribers. So, if you're new, welcome to the family.
Hope you enjoy it.
There's plenty of good stuff on here. There's actually lots of videos of us puking on Patreon.
Or I think I think I have the record for most amount of vomit in an episode in a I guess Patreon video.
After the drunk Mario Kart one?
Mm-hmm.
I think you have the record for most amount of naturally induced vomiting.
Yes.
Because I'd say the milk gallon stuff was definitely more vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Like you vomited a lot more in that aspect. But I
don't even remember the milk vomit. Like I'd have to watch it again to remember, really.
Oh God,
I just remember how miserable I was.
My brain didn't block that out. I remember that.
I'm lucky then.
Very clearly. I remember. Well, I just remember how good it felt. If you guys want to see that, it was a long time ago. We did Cold Ones challenged us and a makeup influencer named Too Mad to do a challenge of theirs, and we did, and we had to do the milk gallon challenge, and
yeah.
I got about maybe almost half of it down, but you got a lot more.
I think Too Mad got the most in that one. He's a monster.
He also didn't throw up the same way we did. He just kind of just a little bit. So he took all that milk.
His body needed it.
Yeah, he's malnourished.
He's a young boy. He's younger than us.
Oh, yeah, he is young. He was probably, I think he was like 20 at the time that we shot that. So it's like 20 or 21, I don't remember, but he's a youngin. So, you know, he needed that for his bones and to grow. We're done growing.
Yes.
You know, our brains are cooked. Our bodies are done. So good thing we're going to stay at this exact equilibrium for the rest of our lives.
Oh, I hope so.
Every single day we get older. And, you know, it's something I didn't think about a lot until like the last like year or so. But now when I just look at like pictures of actors when they're young versus like now.
Yeah.
I'm just like, fuck, that's going to happen to me and you.
Well, there's this clip that I saw on TikTok, which I saw the comments, and a lot of people were like, oh my God, this makes me feel old. And it did have that same effect on me. It's this clip back from, I think, Suite Life on Deck. And it was this, a character says like, oh, don't worry, we'll get a something, something, something in 2023. And then I think Zach, one of the twins goes, what? That's 15 years from now. And I'm like, wait a second. 15 years has passed since like that era was like, it blew my mind. I could not imagine 15 years going by. In my brain, you know, I'm sure it wants it to feel more like 5 or be more like 5 to 10 at the most. It's been over 15 years.
That reminds, there's a Malcolm in the Middle episode. I don't remember if this is the exact correct, like, whatever it was, but I remember it was something about like, they're like, I'll be in debt until 2010.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
We blew past that one.
Yeah. Or maybe it was even lower. It might have been like 2007 or 2008.
What year do they go back in? Or do they go to and Back to the Future? It's the future.
Oh, it already happened.
Or was that Back to the Future 2? When
back,
was that?
In Back to the Future 2. When they,
it was like 2015?
When he goes to the future. Yeah. It was
like 2015 or 16 or some shit like that.
I feel like it was relatively recent because I remember everyone on Twitter was making a big deal about it when it was that day. Date in... Back.
I'm not as good as I once was. Name the song.
October 21st, 2015. That's in the first Back to the Future.
I got it right, huh?
But in Back to the Future 2...
Where do they go?
Nope, never mind. That was Back to the Future 2. I'm sorry. Those are good movies. We should watch those. Maybe our patrons want to watch them with us. What song was that?
I'm not as good as I once was. I don't know. It's some country song.
There's this one country song that I like called Letters from Home. And it's by John Michael Montgomery.
John Michael.
And it's from the perspective of a... It's about a soldier in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Writing letters to his loved ones during the invasion of Iraq. And God, it's touching. But there's one part where like it breaks down where it's like really quiet. There's only like a small guitar strum and it's like, because there's nothing funny when a soldier cries. I love that type of music.
There's nothing funny when a soldier cries.
We should, we got to make a country song, man. Get back to our roots.
I'm down.
Fold it up and put it in my shirt.
Go back into our old South Cat, film it in South Carolina.
Yeah, of course, in the woods.
Yeah.
It's got it. A mix of shots of us in the woods in South Carolina, but then also, you know, the classic, we're in the desert with the guitar and the cowboy hat at sunset. Tucker's doing those beautiful shots where it's kind of like on a dolly going around us.
Tucker's a champion. Tucker is the most talented videographer, cinematographer, photographer.
Fantastic director, too.
Yep.
He directed my music videos, and he fucking, just as a director, dude, like, when I've done, like, more serious shoots with him, he's just fucking, he flips into a different mode.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever really
Well, he knows him. What he wants. Like, I'm kind of jealous, because, like, you know, we work on shit, but I feel like when he visualizes something, he gets it. He gets mm-hmm. whatever he was seeing. I feel like when I visualize something, I kind of tinker with it, and then it ultimately changes from that original idea into something more workable or something else. When Tucker, it's just like, he has an idea, boom. And not only that, but he might make it better in the process as well.
He almost always does. And he's also like, I think what I love the most about Tucker is he truly is down for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can ask him, like, hey, we have this idea. Are you down
to
do this?
He wants to just hang out and have some fun.
Let's do it. I'm like, you're down to shoot that? He's like, yeah, of course. Like, he really is. I dread the day he gets picked up by some big movie studio or some shit. Or, like, I dread the day he gets picked up for some job that's, like, a year-long fucking... Well, I mean, great for him.
Well, maybe we need to be those famous directors that pick him up.
I had a pretty good idea this weekend. I ought to run by you. And it would involve Tucker.
Is it the video where we shrink ourselves and go into the other person's butt to unclog their butt? Is it that idea again?
I just don't understand why... I don't think you've given me a chance to properly explain it adequately enough.
I think I got it. We shrink down, or sorry, you shrink down to go inside of my butt because I am constipated and you have to get the poop.
Yeah, and you're saying it all sarcastic. Like, I get it. You don't like the idea.
There's hardly any other way to say it.
Here's what I'm saying. Like, give me a fucking shot. Do you know how many, like, TV pilots and stuff one of the people maybe wasn't on board with and the other one said, just give me this one shot and I'll show you. Give me this one shot. Come on, man. You make a lot of money.
It could be like a J.J. Abrams Lost situation. You know, when he explained that one, people probably laughed him out of the, what the fuck are you doing? This is confusing. A polar bear?
And the thing was, the genius thing was Lost ended up not being confusing at all. So he was right in the end.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny. Actually, now that I've finished Better Call Saul, Sopranos, and I just finished Your Honor, and I just finished Malcolm in the Middle, I've been watching TV this year. I was thinking about maybe picking up Lost next.
Ooh.
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes of Psych the other night.
Remember how you like show? Psych?
I liked it. It was fun. I mean, it's so 2006.
Is that like the duo?
It's the guy from Holes.
Sam.
Sam, yeah.
Sam!
Dooley Hill. And the other guy is just a quirked up white boy. And it's the one where he fakes being a sidekick.
It ain't against the law for you to kiss him.
Damn it, I'm so mad that we lost the fucking...
We got the new one, though. Didn't we record a whole...
We lost it.
Fuck.
And actually, Ryan, I think we need to watch it for Uncle Sleepover because this month is the 20th anniversary of Holes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like we have
What was the date?
April. It's on the Super Mega calendar. That's why I feel like we need to just do it again. But, dude, you made some joke at that part that fucking killed me.
If you just saw a picture of us with our middle fingers up, that's because, fuck you, we're not spoiling our funny jokes. Back to the after show.
Yep.
Anyways.
Yeah, I think that we should watch Holes soon. People want it really bad.
Yeah.
And,
we should. I'm down.
What was I
I'm
saying?
I'm down to clown.
Yeah, Lost. Lost is the next show I'm thinking about getting back into.
I just don't think I'm interested in Lost at all, even as a premise.
Well, the thing is, it just gets crazy. And
I heard it's great.
I've seen it all, and it gets fucking stupid. But the thing is, what I liked about Lost was, no matter how stupid it was, they were able to still pull off really intense drama,
mm-hmm.
where at the end of every episode, you're like, holy shit.
What's going to happen?
I got to keep watching. I think it's because it has a really good score.
Yeah.
And for the most part, the actors are pretty good. So... And also, it's very high stakes. But they start getting into, like, time travel and, like...
The before and after timeline.
And then they start getting into sideways. Because the whole show is flashbacks.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, they're on the island and it's flashing back to their lives before the plane crashed.
And sometimes it does flash forwards.
It starts getting into flash forwards.
Or that happens later in the show.
Later in the show. It starts getting into flash forwards. But then, towards the end,
The difference between the flashbacks, flash forwards?
By the context.
Okay.
And then, at some point, it starts getting into flash sideways, where it's showing, like, what could have happened in, like, other timelines. And it's just, like...
Why do we care about what could have happened?
I think the writers were just like, wouldn't that be cool? Well, there's no way to put it in the story. Yes, there is.
So the episode just ends and it's like, okay, so that didn't really happen, but if it did...
I watched it, I was in fucking like middle school.
Okay.
When it ended. So it's like, I don't remember exactly what the side stories were. I just remember there's like, I think I'm safe to say spoilers for Lost on the After Hours.
Yeah.
Basically, like, there's parts like... There's, like, one part where they have to, like, teleport the entire island to a different, like, location by, like, spinning this ancient dial. It's really stupid.
I want...
Candy?
Okay, I just had to do the math because the maximum amount of words I am legally... allowed to speak on the After Hours podcast is now almost up. You have 5 more words to go. Penis.
You got 2 more. You got 2 more.
And balls.
Hey. I have 5 left. Bye. See, that's yes and right there, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Luke, hey, Luke.